The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Revolving door of pop culture. Take one.
Well, if it isn't The Simps,
the ultimate. Did everybody say that in like season one?
Oh man,
or it was something else in passing.
In passing,
I was referring to it. You know, Mr. Burns actually said it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I remember that one time we were hanging out with like a friend from like high school, like a choir or something, and you went up to them and went, "If it isn't The Simps," and they cried laughing.
Okay. That's pretty funny.
Oh, I don't know, man. The early Simpsons. You know, early Simpsons reminds me of a lot of late Simpsons. It's
early
not good.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. We're here, and we got to continue the yearly tradition now of talking about the Treehouse of Horror. It's year two of this little tradition.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah.
But before we do, we got to introduce who we are.
Yes, we do. Hi, I'm Aaron. I run the board, and I'm going to be running the other table here for our tier list. We're going to make an official tier list. But
later on, once we get actual photos and stuff of the episodes.
Yeah. So I'm basically just going to be like producer, but also participating on like a certain other tier list that happened a while back, but
oops.
Oops. Anyways.
Hello. My name is Bryce Guskovic. I am the music guy. So I do the cool, like music, you know, that's my thing. Aside from that, I have a perfect attendance. So, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm sad because Aaron didn't put in that math statistic I asked for him in Home on the Range, where I asked him how many episodes he attended.
That's something that we could all do just in our spare time.
Yeah.
Anyway, to keep this moving along, hello, I am Charlie. I am the social media manager. I post stuff on all the socials. I make all the thumbnails. I do all of the art. I make all the highlights. I do all the descriptions. I probably do a comical amount of nonsense. I also edit the gameplay videos. By the time this goes up, maybe a certain one will be out. Maybe a Friday the 13th NES related gameplay video will be out by now. Probably, we'll see.
We'll wait and see.
So, very excited about that. Yeah, that's how I'm moving, man. I do a lot of stuff.
Sup, y'all? I'm Shane, resident yapper. I did recently do some 3D blendering for a new thumbnail coming soon, which y'all will be able to see in the future. And hopefully I'll be able to get to work on more thumbnails and do more stuff. But yeah, I like the news. So I'm here to report on funny news things and stuff like that.
I was just about to say, boy, if you said news or something, reporter.
What? You're not Peter Parker on the streets in New York,
Shane. What's the weather like today? Let's give them the weather for everybody.
I'm glad you asked.
This is gonna come out 4 days after we record. This is not.
Yeah, here I'll double check. How about if I check the weather for Friday?
No, that's even worse. Because what if it's an
oh my god? I have a better idea. No, I have a better idea.
Hang it up, little bro.
Shane,
I'm also the local punching bag.
Yes, Shane. What was the weather yesterday? Let's make it more
yesterday.
What? Let's run some
overtime.
Bryce, you are already starting to confuse the listeners of this. Shut up.
I'm starting to confuse the listeners, Shane Siegel.
Oh.
I mean, he does have a point. His voice isn't as recognizable as the other three, so like maybe it is a little confusing. I don't know.
Charlie Robinson. Count your days.
But anyway, speaking of counting our days, that's what I was doing when I was watching The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror seasons 9 through 16, because last year we did seasons 2 through 8
to 17.
And that episode was pretty fun to do. We talked about the Bartman for like 10 minutes. I don't know how that happened, but here we are.
Bartman.
And we're doing this again with a new batch of 8 episodes, yep. Which is right after the Golden Era. And for those of y'all who don't know your Simpsons terminology, the Golden Era was like 3 through 8. And then everything. I don't remember if this era has a specific name to it. I just know it's after the Golden Era.
Yeah.
Aaron, you're the simpaholic on this. Can you get the simp lord on this?
Well, it's definitely pre-widescreen era. Which I don't think is the widescreen era is definitely not the death of the Simpsons. It was way before that. I'd say season 14 is about like the cutoff of, you know, where it starts being going from like, oh, this is all right, to ooh. So no, I don't think it has a specific name to it. It's just the post golden era and pre widescreen. It's in that kind of like purgatory void.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Because you are probably the biggest simp on this show, oh, yeah. So like you kind of know that like all the lore.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like, I guess to that note, it did feel like I was watching the death of a family member in real time watching these Treehouse of Horror specials, because unlike last time where they got better, hoo-hoo boy!
yeah,
they started to have a flop era.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Before we get into that, we have another installment of The Price is Right Gone Wrong. So, without further ado, let's get started on that. It's a special Simpson-themed one this time, so let's get going.
The revolving door of pop culture.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Price is Right Gone Wrong, and on today's little installment, we have a Simpsons-themed Xbox 360 console, rare. Only 100 of them were ever made. And they look like they have Homer's face, like, on the bottom of the 360. It's one of, like, the original ones that, like, has, like, a weird, like, little, like, hourglass-ish shape to it. It's not, like, your late-stage Xbox 360.
The original, yeah, the 360 original. I give it to you.
Made for the Simpsons game that came out with the Simpsons movie, I think, around the same time. Controller included. There's also a Bart plush included here. I'm assuming that came with the bundle. It's in Canadian dollars, but give me the USD.
Ooh.
What's it in Canada, guy?
Does it say whether or not it's functional?
That is a good question. Let me check the description.
What was your question?
Does it say whether or not it's functional? Because if it's just like...
Oh, if it's like parts only, then yeah.
Or if it's like just like the collector's display, but it like doesn't work or it's corrupted or something. Because that would impact the price a lot.
An item is in excellent new condition with no wear. The item may be missing the original packaging or protective wrapping, or may be in the original packaging but not sealed. The item includes original accessories. The item may be a factory second. See the seller's listing, blah, 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 blah. So it looks like everything is like in the original kind of
has it
packaging just without the box.
Oh, like it still works. Like
it was taken out, no red ring of death. No red ring.
Okay,
good.
I was just about to ask my next question.
Red rings usually only happen like really early consoles, like really
yeah,
early
that was like first generation.
Yeah,
with the I forget what the board type is called, but yeah, it fixed that problem.
It didn't happen. So like on the top of Xbox, real quick, my brother during COVID, he got a second Xbox 360 because he was modding a college football game and stuff.
Yeah.
He got the red circle of death.
That sucks.
Yeah, the red ring of death.
I don't know how your brother's Xbox affects the price of this item, but I'm like, I guess
that. No, what? No. I guessed the price first last time. Somebody else should go first.
Me?
If you want to, go for it.
Sure.
Go for it, champ.
I'm going to go with $9,000.
$9,000? Well, alrighty. What do you guys reckon? Do you think Shane's a little high? Do you think he's a little low?
I'm just trying to think like based on what's all in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a game, it's a console, it's a controller, and a plush, probably all of the cords. It's specially themed. I don't know if the plush is unique to the box, but there's not a box listed in the listing.
Okay.
That still doesn't hurt the value. I mean, it kind of does, but it's not like
I mean, it's only 100 of them made. Like, you're already going to get a great price for it. Like, what do you use car salesman? You're trying to flip something? Come on, man.
I am going to say $874.99.
Like $874?
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, what are you feeling?
I still think that's I don't know. I'm kind of thinking it's a little low. Especially for a special edition with not that many of them made. Obviously, yeah. It's not the Pac-Man.
It would definitely be like rare.
One of one. But
one of one. You got it.
Show me 5,000.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Shane guessed $9,000. Yeah. He was incorrect. Oh. Bryce guessed $800-ish. He was incorrect. Aaron got the closest without going over because our original retail, well, not original, but our price on the listing that has ended was a cool $6,100.19 without including shipping.
Yep.
Dang.
I was going to go between 5,000 and like 7,000.
I just thought since it's like one, like only 100 were made, it's very rare. And if it's still in good condition,
I mean, you overshot it by about $3,000, but you were at least kind of in the range.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But without further ado, let's get into the main event.
The revolving door of pop culture.
And we're back. So
away we
go.
And
gentlemen, do we want to do this chronologically with our tier list, or do we, because I think that's kind of what we're feeling, or do we want to do something else?
I want to go chronologically.
I've got the list.
Yeah. All right. So. I got the list open as well. So we're going to start with the whole Mega Man?
Yeah.
Yep.
Listen, I think this episode is aggressively okay. I don't got very strong opinions on it. It's just Homer like, I survived a bomb. Yay. And then like,
This is
the one where
Holocaust one, they survives that.
Yeah.
And he's in the church and all the undead. And then he's home
dancing around.
He goes home and it's like all the years of left paint made this the perfect bomb shelter.
I forgot about that. It's a lazy joke.
Unironically, I think I did watch the wrong episode this time. When y'all said 9 to 16, I thought you meant like part 9 to 16 because part 9 starts in season 10. So I was like, oh, they mean like X.
No, we're talking about
season. I
watched most of the right episode.
I only got to watch like 5 of them. So
it was like last time when I said I watched Home Alone instead of on the Range.
Home Alone on the Range.
But I don't know, man. I think it's kind of like for a premise of Homer being alone in the nuclear apocalypse. It kind of just felt like we skipped the interesting part of him being alone, and then we're like, we have to have a couple of guys survive. Like, I don't know. That's boring. That's lame.
Yeah, I kind of felt there's a little more that you could do with it. There's some, at least somewhat good humor in there, but
a small bit, but not that much.
I'm showing you C tier for, I don't know, what's a Simpsons character that starts with a C?
Comer. Carge.
Comer, what is that? Like the evil alter ego of Homer?
You guys don't watch the Kimpsons?
Somer Himpson.
Fomer Himpson.
Oh my god. Yeah. We'll just throw a C tier. It's kind of yeah.
Next up.
Fly versus Fly. This one's okay. I don't hate this one. I think this one's kind of all right. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to give it B tier. I think like the humor in this one is kind of okay. I like Bart being turned into a fly. That's kind of funny.
It's also like parody parody in
the fly.
Yeah,
like one of the most famous B movie horror movies out there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. Like it's weird because I feel like when we're ranking some of these episodes, it doesn't have like that weird, like it doesn't have that classic Simpsons punch to it, you know? Like I was thinking about, this is a very similar kind of premise to like Nightmare Cafeteria, whatever that one was called when we did last year's. And it feels like a lot of what made that episode work was the humor in that, how punchy and great it was. But here it's kind of just like, I'm a fly. That's like the episode.
Yeah, like, very, very to the point with a lot of these.
Yeah, because, like, I could belabor it and, like, but I don't know, man. Like, it's fine. It's okay. I'm waiting because I didn't feel like there's a plot direction that I hated. It was more just kind of eh.
I personally feel, just because I don't have anything else to add during these first three. I personally feel they should have just stuck with two mini episodes per, and kind of let them each develop a little bit more, right? Because if each thing is like like 8 minutes or something, you could
seven.
You could dedicate like 3 more minutes to each one to kind of let the horror kind of, you know, scarier, spookier thing kind of develop more, instead of it just being like, oh, straight to the point, oh, we're done, you know?
Yeah,
I guess so. But
there were
to
a couple
me
episodes
also...
especially that I felt later on that we'll get to where I'll be like, yeah, this definitely just was rushed. It felt, not because it was like the story was rushed, but because it just didn't have the time.
That, and also I just kind of feel like some of these episodes just overstayed their welcome even within those 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like this episode I kind of felt overstayed their welcome. And one quick thing. So the whole premise of the episode is that Homer buys a teleporter off of the nerd character whose name I'm forgetting.
Professor Frank?
Professor, thank you. I'm not a simpaholic like you are, Aaron. I'm sorry. I'm more of a Family Guy, you know? Like I know those guys. But like
South Park for me.
You're not an American Dad.
I love American Dad, but like
you're not a The Cleveland Show. You're not a Rick and Morty.
I hate Rick and Morty. Actually, I think Rick and Morty kind of sucks. I'm sorry. I can't stand Rick and Morty. Whenever I watch Rick and Morty, I feel sick. I can't do it.
Oh, Rick.
Ah, oh, jeez, Rick. I hate my family. The movie.
Morty. We need to go to the Simpsons universe and become flies.
Guys, look! I did another horrible thing. What a show. Am I going to develop this time? I don't know. But anyway, back to that. But the point is that with this one, so Homer buys a teleporter, and his whole thing is like, stairs are too hard for me. But like, you're pushing around a massive piece of metal, Homer. Isn't that more work than just going up the stairs? Like, I don't know. I feel like again, he had to take the whole thing up the stairs, like, and like go to each individual step. Like, that thing looks heavy. Like, I think the general premise, need a little workshop on that one. Like, I'm sorry, you're telling me that Homer would be okay with lugging a piece of metal up there and not just going up the stairs? Like, yeah, he's a lazy little guy.
He's got dad strength, though. You can't underestimate that, bro.
But he's lazy, and that's the whole point of that strength. No,
I'll side with Bryce on this one, though. I'll side with him. Hey, even though... No, hear me out. Okay, even though Homer might be lazy, he's still got muscles.
Aaron, please defend me. Defend my
Aaron,
take.
Don't dad defend strength. Charlie.
Dad strength is a real thing.
I think it was
that's issues. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm arguing he's not that he's not strong. I'm arguing that he's lazy and that he just wouldn't do it. That is my argument.
What if he had somebody else do it for him?
But no one else liked it. That's the thing.
Maybe it's Graggle. I don't know.
It's Graggle! Graggle! This is a big screen appearance by Graggle! Graggle off screen! Push the teleporter up! We're going to Homer Simpson's demands!
I'm voting Graggle on this one.
I like to think it was Lenny.
Hey, Homer.
Hey, I'll do whatever you want, Homer. Who's paying for all this?
Lenny.
Anything for the Homers. But anyway. All that to be say, I think Mike's New Car is one of the greatest movies ever made. Esther. But anyway, I'll put B tier. That's kind of what I'm feeling.
Yeah, that's fine.
B.
Sure.
Next up, Easy Bake Coven.
That one was... it was like, oh, here's the story of Halloween. Okay.
And
bye.
Yes.
Halloween with a mix of Salem witch trials.
That one was not.
Yeah.
That's like D tier, borderline.
I agree.
I'll say D.
Once we didn't start terrorizing the children, I was out. Like, respectfully.
It would have been better if we had more witch trial stuff.
Yeah, this is like solid D tier for me. This is not.
Yeah, it felt like there was maybe a premise there, but then it just kind of like 180'd. It kind of feel like what Bryce was saying, where maybe with a little more time, this could have been good. But it kind of felt like the whole time I was like, it's not that like the logic isn't there. Like, sure, Marge, we established earlier that she isn't a fan of the hangings, and then she becomes a witch. And I was like, it's cool, but it's kind of like, I wanted more, you know? I wanted more. don't know, showing you D tier. I wasn't impressed. And kind of a waste of using the Salem Witch Trials and like the Crucible and that kind of story structure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Show me D for Ned Flanders. I don't know, man. What's a Simpsons character that starts with a D?
Dennis.
Exactly, you can't do it.
Domer Dimpson, bro. I'm telling you.
It's not the Ditchy and Datchy show. It's the Itchy and Scratchy.
I'm telling
show.
You, bro. It's Dinkelberg.
That's the wrong show, man.
No. Dinkelberg anyway. Can work.
Turner! I did not like your Simpsons Treehouse of Horror fan fiction. You get it?
D for Duffman.
There we go.
Oh, Duffman. Yeah, that works. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Next up, we got the next
season
episode.
10.
Hell to Pay. I like that pun. That's pretty good. I'll give that an S tier for the pun. But
the content.
In all seriousness, though, this was a good episode. I liked this one a lot.
I also thought the joke at the end where it was like, Lisa was like, the toupee must be doing something. And Marge cuts her off and goes, everybody else already figured that out. that one
based
had me.
Marge.
Oh yeah.
I think one of my favorite jokes of that episode was the bit where he's like, Chief Wiggum's like, we got all the witnesses we need right here. We have Apu, we have Mo and Bart hiding in the corner. And he's like, I'm gonna kill you, Bart. He's like, man, why'd you put me into this? He's like, hey, you kids are funny. It's like, I don't know. That kinda got me.
That was good.
Yeah. I think the premise of this episode was really funny. Homer got hair for a bit. It turned evil. It felt like it kind of hit all the beats when it needed to. Didn't really drag. A or S? I don't know.
There was that one episode where Peter grew his hair out. That's what I was thinking. And then it becomes like evil and tries to kill the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Simpsons did it.
The Simpsons predicted it, dude.
The Simpsons predicted you copying their idea, man. But
the Simpsons predicted it, man.
I'll give it A.
Anyway, I'm willing to give it A tier. I think it's a good one.
A.
Let's go. The Terror of Tiny Toon. Next up.
I also liked this one. I think this one also worked really well. Mm-hmm. Granted, I think they could have played more with being in a cartoon in terms of the visual aesthetic of it. Because one thing that I enjoyed about one of last year's episodes, which name I'm forgetting, was that the one where Homer was 3D.
That one.
Where that visual style just totally changed. I think I wanted something like that for the cartoon. Because I think one of my little pet peeves of cartoon characters watching a cartoon is when it looks the same. I don't like that. That frustrates me. Me no likey. I wish that there was something kind of else going on here, but I think the general hijinks was kind of funny.
I actually didn't like this one. To me, it just felt like kind of not like, okay, I guess it's a Halloween special, but it felt like darker than what I was used to in a lot of the rest of the episodes were. With that one scene where the cat's head gets cut off and turned into a jack-o'-lantern, that I was like, this is like, it just felt like kind of unnecessary for what they were, you know, what was about to take
place. It's fine.
Because nothing else kind of went to that level, I feel.
I mean, the intro of one of the specials is literally all of the family dying except for Lisa.
I skipped all the intros except for the one that was the Munsters, because that one was funny.
That one. I mean, I don't know, man.
In that one, too, Lisa was the only one that lived.
That was the same one.
That was the same one. That's it.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm not gonna lie to you. I saw it and I looked, wait a minute, that's the Munsters, right? And I pulled out my phone and started Googling the Munsters to make sure it wasn't the Addams Family. I thought it was the Munsters. So I just saw it and I was like, oh cool. Paid attention to nothing else.
He's like, oh, I know that thing. End credits. I'm like, what?
Why, huh?
Yeah,
I'm anyway.
Not gonna lie. That was I like this episode.
I liked it, man.
C or D.
I'll give it B. A or B, either one.
It's not a
B for
healthy.
B for Bartholomew.
Yeah, I think B is about where that should go.
The name of my car.
It's like, oh yeah, they go in, cartoon hijinks, pretty good, and then that's it. Like, all
right. Right. And then we get Starship Poopers. Now, I really liked this one. I think this is my first S tier. Mainly just because I think the whole joke actually, like, there was a lot of really good jokes in this one that I actually remember. The bit where it was Kang or Kodos. I'm sorry. They looked, I can't tell.
It was Kang.
It was Time Lord Kang. Okay.
Yeah.
So our boy Kang, he was like,
Jonathan Majors.
All right, I'm going to do the mating ritual. It's like, that was really quick. It's like, what do you mean by that? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of jokes like that actually like stuck with me this time. And the Jerry Springer bit was really freaking funny. Like, that actually floored me. Like, I was crying laughing after I heard it. And then the best line, in my opinion, this whole tier list was, I can't believe it. Jerry Springer didn't solve our problems. Like, I'm sorry. That's really funny.
That one
funny.
Was actually pretty
that,
like, good.
Was funny. It just felt really awkwardly borderline rapey with that insemination bit. And I was like, just kind of sitting there with my jaw open, like, what am I watching? The back of the Camaro joke was really funny.
Yeah, I was about to say the Camaro joke actually.
Camaro was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this felt like the closest we got to classic Simpsons wit. And I don't know, I guess it didn't feel very predatory to me. It more felt like it was making fun of that because the aliens are kind of pathetic, you know, and that they have to go to Jerry Springer to solve it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm siding on you with this one. It's, yeah, I'm not, I didn't see it like that.
You agreed with me, guys.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it, you're right, it did feel like early, or not early Simpsons, but, you know, Golden Age Simpsons. It didn't drag on too long, there wasn't a lot of fluff going on. Yeah, this I think is S tier, that's fine.
Yeah, I think this is the closest S tier. We're probably going to sniff here. And then we move on to the next episode with I Know What You Diddly Diddly Did.
The Diddler!
I
read the name and started laughing. Then I watched the episode and stopped laughing.
It's like a C.
This is C or D. I didn't
say D for diddle.
I'll give...
Yeah, I'm fine. D for diddly diddly do. I'm fine with that. Like, just to me, the whole diddly, episode diddly, diddly, was kind of like... The whole episode was just kind of meh. Like, it's like, ah, oh, Ned Flanders was back from the dead. Oh.
Also,
and it's like, I guess, yeah.
I was just, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but what I was about to say is, like, there wasn't an ending either. It was like, oh, he's a werewolf, he's eating Homer.
What are we gonna do now?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, it just felt like an unnecessary hat on top of a hat. I think the thing that bugged me most about this episode was also the weird continuity errors that was in it. Like, there's so many moments where, like, in the beginning, we see that Ned Flanders has glasses and they're broken. They're still on his face. When we cut to the flashback, the glasses aren't there. It's like, there's just so many random bits where I'm like, it just kind of felt like there wasn't as much love and care put in this one as some of the other Simpsons products I consume. Like, Ned Flanders' eyes felt like he had a lot of wandering eyes in most of his shots. Like, it didn't feel like he was actually looking at me, you know, or looking at the characters. Like,
it just felt weird.
What saved it,
this one just felt
F for me was the joke where Mo calls the newly widow.
Oh yeah,
that had me crying. I know you're alone. Oh, what? Wait.
Oh, sorry, Homer.
Isn't this Miss Flanders? No.
Oh, sorry, Homer. No. Called the wrong number.
Bye, Mo.
A real quagmire.
That one had me dying.
But. I don't know, man. I didn't like this one. This one was blech. I'm just showing you blech tier. D blech. For...
D? Oh, wow. Okay.
D for Domer.
Domer.
We'll demote this one even farther then.
Yeah, just send it. Send it back to the back. Hey, I got this episode from the back.
Yes.
Oh, but anyway. Desperately Zeking Xena. I actually really liked this one.
Not awful.
Having half of the Fantastic Four helped.
You know what? Have appealing to Charlie's very easily jingling key syndromes with superheroes. It does. You know, it works.
It does wonders.
Xena making fun of nerd culture was very fun. I did appreciate that. And I think that's an area that The Simpsons have always kind of excelled at. They are very good at kind of cracking their jokes on nerd culture and making it feel kind of that easy, like appropriate. Like, I think they did a pretty good job there. I think all of the, I mean, giving Bart stretching powers was really funny. I love the bit where he like puts the arm through the window and then knocks on the door and messes with Skinner or whatever it was.
It's amazing.
Like, it feels like they gave their characters the right powers they could use best for their personalities, which I feel like in a lot of things like this, they don't do. Also, the song that they did was really freaking funny. But yeah, I like this one. A tier. I think this one really worked. I loved the commentary.
I think
the animation was really fun here. I'm usually not a fan of the comic book guy. I think most of the time he just feels like he's trying a little too hard. But this time, I thought he worked.
Comic story would be a fun leg. His being
unwrapping a collectible had me also like dying laughing. That was
really It's no longer a collectible.
Don't forget your weak to kryptonite. G-Marge announced it to the whole neighborhood. Why don't you?
Yeah, I thought that was gonna come back or something like that. Like, is their weakness actually kryptonite, and that's gonna hurt him?
The phaser joke also was pretty funny. This is A or S.
It was to stop him from making another Christmas album.
A or S for me. I'm not gonna lie, this one was really good.
This was a good one.
This was actually.
I'm not gonna lie, I might have to say
it. I'll give it A.
Give it A for now. I want to see how I feel about it later.
Yeah. A quick story before we move on about William Shatner Christmas albums. I will never forget, never, when I don't remember if you were there or if I was just at the game store solo. I don't remember. But I was at the one in Madison Heights, Retro Taku, and they, for some reason, decided, since it was the holiday season, let's just throw on a William Shatner Christmas album. And I just remember basically everyone in the store was almost on the ground in tears laughing at how god awful it was.
I don't think I was there for that. I
wasn't there either.
No, that was a good one. They got to do it again next time. Next time I'm in season.
The last time I remember being at that game store with you was when I was really aggressively recommending Donkey Kong to you.
Oh, yeah.
And then I pulled out Detroit Become Human, and then I said it was Donkey Kong Become Ape or something like that.
The last time I was with at that game store with Aaron, we found so many copies of
that was open season, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was open hell, and I'm just like a copy of Open Season and Robots, please. You wanted me to say without laughing. That was fun. Bryce, do you have any stories about when you went to that game store with Aaron?
We've bought a couple games that neither of us have played.
True.
And by that, I mean games that I recommended Aaron to buy, and he goes, "Oh, sweet, bro, thanks." Shelve.
Yep.
right in the bin.
There were about collecting three dust. Games that are like prime Wii games from my childhood. I'm like, dude, you need to play these. These are actually super fun. Like, you'll really enjoy them. He's like, "Oh, sweet, bro." Well, he buys them.
This is why they're on the shelf. They're waiting for their grand.
You never know. Maybe we'll do a video on it.
Their gaming review.
Maybe we
almost did a podcast reveal on two of them. Never happened.
Never happened. Never will.
Give it time.
Good dads. The revolving door media. Over promise, under deliver.
Reach to the choir.
But let's keep it moving. Let's see. What do we got next?
Life's a glitch. Then you die.
I didn't like this one. I'm not even going to lie.
Was this the one where they go to Mars or whatever?
No, this was the Y2K one. Yeah, the Y2K happened. Yeah.
They did go to Mars.
The Simpsons go to hell. That's basically it.
I think it got like better towards the rocket ship. I think this is where late stage Simpsons, you can really tell, you know, in terms of them shifting from the golden era to the modern stuff. Like, yeah, they're in their flop era, honey, where it's like Lisa's like, "Oh, you're actually this." But like, because this episode was like the episode of conveniences, where so much of it was like, "Oh, no, Krusty's dead. Oh, but he had a letter to go on this rocket ship. But Lisa was conveniently invited to go to earlier, but she didn't know that. So maybe she should have got a letter, but ignore that part." And like, it just kind of felt like, oh, a lot of this episode was like, it's not that I didn't like the setup. I think Homer forgetting to fix the clocks or whatever for Y2K is funny. That's fine. I think it's a good setup. I think it's a good idea. It's more just like, so much of this just felt like, here's a convenient thing. We need to move the plot along. Here we are. I do gotta say there was a couple jokes I liked. I really liked the bit where Homer and Bart were on the spaceship of like people that people didn't like, and for whatever reason Spike Lee is there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that was pretty good.
What?
Rosie O'Donnell being the one that made them eject themselves into space was killing me, bro. I was crying.
That was a good joke. But
I also want to say the thing about the letter that really confused me was Lisa was invited and she could take her mom. But yeah. Then Homer and the letter that he stole off Krusty didn't get him or Bart.
Yeah, it's like,
if Lisa had a letter that worked and Homer and Bart took their own, even if it was a bit of like, oh, bye Bart, you're getting left here or whatever, like,
bye, Bart.
Like it just, the letter did nothing. It informed them of where they needed to go. It was like a side quest tracker.
Also love how Maggie just got an automatic pass.
Oh yeah.
It's just this episode just did not come together well, in my opinion, at all, outside of a few good jokes.
Yeah. It's like D, not...
I wouldn't give it F.
I think F is a very, very strong... D is probably...
Give him a super F.
D for this one. There are... Trust me, there are some Fs.
D for die.
D for dad. Speaking of D, we got Ghost Dad. I mean this one's okay.
This one is a C at highest for me. I actually just
there was a couple decent jokes in this one. I liked the bit where he died again after eating the broccoli again.
That one was fun.
that was a really, it reminded me of one of my favorite Simpsons episodes, Homer and Apu, where he goes to the hospital for a second time because he ate the shrimp. I'll give you a dump box.
Was it Walmart radioactive shrimp?
It kind of was. It was gas station radioactive shrimp.
Predicted it.
Yeah, Simpsons technically did.
Guys, there was an untied shoelace in The Simpsons. They predicted me tripping on my walk today. That's the kind of stuff that people get on when it comes to Simpsons predictions. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Guys, they made fun of Fox News. This predicted how people think of them. Like, well, I don't know, man. No, this episode, I think the premise is good. I liked the idea of Homer trying to do one good deed. I think it was more just of like, the deeds that he tried to do just weren't amazing.
Dropping the old lady on the moving car was kind of funny, but like, you know.
It felt like a Family Guy joke more than a Simpsons joke.
Yeah.
Like, I could totally see Peter Griffin doing that, but Homer? But Homer? Like, Homer.
It's pretty based.
What?
Based Homer.
What, Aaron?
Hello? Peter did what? Well, I best be getting off to work. Yeah, that user said it. You beat up a 12-year-old boy.
I'm going to jail, aren't I?
Yeah. It was baby
corn. I love that Family Guy clip.
And a copy of Garfield Tale for Two Kitties. Oh, but anyway. But
I had to include that one as the ending gag on that episode. I just had to.
Fair enough. But I don't know, man. This episode, and then he goes to hell, and John Wayne is there. That was kind of funny.
You're waiting for John Wayne.
I'm already up. I like that joke, but
That's like C. I think C is a good spot.
Yeah. C for Ghost Dad. Alright. Scary tales can come true. Alright. This is my first F.
Mm-hmm.
This stunk. Mm-hmm. I did nothing worked for me with this one. Like, the jokes just, they it wasn't offensive. It just didn't make me laugh. Like,
the joke that made me chuckle a little, not even like fully laugh, but was the joke about there already being two kids that they threw out.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. And that, but again, it felt like a Family Guy joke. This didn't feel like a Simpsons episode because, like, Lisa just turns to Bart and goes, "They're terrible parents." And I'm like, I mean, sure, but like, again, this is where I think Homer's homerfication in these episodes is probably at the worst. Where like he's just so freaking dumb. And it's not lovably dumb. It's just dumb. It's like, no. And then so many of the conclusions are like, Marge is like, don't throw the kids out. We can at least try to sell them. And then like Maggie's like, we'll trade for two chickens. And it's like, that's okay. And it's like, I think tonally, these get closer to Family Guy cynicism and beating the crap out of each other, which is funny. But the difference is that Family Guy built their identity off of that. Well, The Simpsons, I think, were a lot more clever in the beginning. So this just feels so much more jarring.
I mean, there was some competition since they were out at the same time.
Yeah, sure. But I think most people, if you were to put a gun to their head and ask which one would you rather watch more, modern Family Guy or modern Simpsons, I'm honestly taking Family Guy.
Yeah. That's the right option.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no contest with that one.
Yeah.
This one, I remember, no joke, I actually liked. It all felt like it was moving along too fast. Mm-hmm. Blech. Blech.
Yeah, that's fine. F is fine for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically Flanders. Boring.
On a more positive note, we have Night of the Dolphin. I really liked this one. I thought this one was really funny. Mm-hmm. Partially just because I think the premise of this one, of just being a combination of just so much random nonsense, was really good. Mm-hmm. I loved the idea of dolphins just taking over Springfield. It's a visual that, like, it's a simple visual, but it's really funny. Like, I don't know. I don't got much to say. I keep thinking of the bit where Homer, like, gives that rousing speech, and then they walk outside, and they're, like, automatically intimidated. There's just so many dolphins. Mm-hmm. And then they begin to fight them, and they just lose automatically.
They lose.
Yeah.
It's like, I loved it. I think this was one of the better ones. A tier.
I was about to say A tier.
The Free Willy gag got me, too, at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, where, like, Lisa just gets slapped.
Oh, Free Willy. Like, that's a movie.
What, do you want to free him? Like, well, what's your stance?
I don't would want to free or caged? To be free, bro. No.
Would have freed or caged Willy? Give me your big
keep
stance.
Keep Willy's away, bro.
I don't know, man. I mean, the movie's telling me to.
Charlie's about to go get arrested.
Hollywood would never lie.
Are you sure?
But anyway.
Yeah, a bunch more.
Next up, we have Hex and the City.
This one I actually really liked, I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
This one I thought was so stupid. It's super funny to me. I also... I really love the joke at the very end where Marge was like, I love gypsy weddings because I know I'm not going to be the hairiest woman there.
That was a crazy line.
I forgot that was there.
I think the thing is that with that joke, I want to see someone hairier. Like,
but that's the part, is it's an implied.
I want the visual.
The leprechaun just being the biggest freak known to mankind was also really funny to me.
That was incredible. I'm watching that and they just start aggressively making it. I was like, oh, say my name. Oh, pull me back a challenge. So it's like, whoa.
It was like, where they were like, maybe, Dad, you're supposed to sick the leprechaun on him. Oh, that's a good idea. And the leprechaun's asleep, and he's like, go, get the gypsy. And he wakes up and just dives on her, bro.
I do love the bit where they're trying to set a leprechaun trap, and he actually puts in all the Twix and a billion bunnies appear.
Yeah, that one was funny. This
that
one
got me. Really
good. That was good.
Like, there's just so many little individual jokes that I remember about this one. Also, Harry Marge was a very funny visual.
I know we already talked about this episode, but just to go back really quick about the I Know What You Diddly Italy Did. I can't stop laughing at the beginning, but can't get enough of that sugar crisp. Put the fog lights in. I forgot to put the fog lights in.
That's the one part of the episode I did like. That's right.
It was really good.
I think it was more of just like, I'm seeing the sugar bear appear in my life again. And I'm like, God dang it. I can never escape him.
All roads lead to the sugar bear.
I'm going to put this B or A. Whatever we're feeling.
That's A is, yeah.
A?
I'm fine with that. I think this one was really funny. Anyway, next up we have
House of Wax.
I also really liked this one.
I thought it was good.
I think
pretty funny.
I think that, and again, Bryce was talking about this.
Okay, hang on. We have a Mandela effect thing going on.
We have
on
a
here.
Dispute going on.
We have a dispute. All right. So stop the presses, all right?
Okay.
So
breaking news.
Hex and the City. The name of that comes from the show Sex
and the City. Yeah.
But it's Sex and the City.
It's Sex and the City.
It's Sex and the City. And
yeah,
for the longest time, when I was a kid, I was every time I would see that like on the guide, I always thought it was Sex in the City, but it's not. It's Sex and the City.
I always remember seeing it as Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's already
it's a movie. Mandela effect thing. It's another one. It's like the Berenstain Bears.
I'm pretty sure the episode name is.
It's Hex and the City, not in.
Yeah, it's Hex and
I have I have the Wikipedia article up right now. It's Hex and the City.
Mm-hmm. I swear Disney Plus said it was in.
Nope, it's and.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's crazy, but it's crazy.
Mandela effect.
There's no way. I literally swear it said in. Like, I know it's and, but I thought Disney Plus said in.
I would love to do an episode, speaking of Mandela effect stuff.
Sure.
That would be fun.
What treehouse was this?
This
was one of them.
11. No, I'm sorry, 12.
12, so season 13. Oh my gosh, it is and.
Yeah. 11, it's Sex and the City.
I knew that, but I thought that this was that, and it said the hex in.
Yeah.
Charlie, I don't even know what's going on there.
Yep.
It threw me for a minute there, too. And I listened, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have heard a lot of people in my life call it Sex in the City, so I understand what the confusion is.
I think it's just how people just pronounce it, mainly.
Maybe people just don't want to say and. It's a weird syllable.
Yeah, or when they say and, they don't like enunciate the D.
I think it's more just like it's a weird syllable to put after X, where like sex in sounds like quicker to say than sex and, you know?
Sex in the City, almost sounds the same.
It really does, because it's like rock and roll.
Yeah,
you don't say rock.
Right, it's like how people usually. I usually just say like an N, and then like rock and roll, not and. Rock and roll. Like
mm-hmm. Rock and roll,
City. Yeah,
Berenstain Bears.
Fruit of the Loom. Did it have a cornucopia or did it not?
I think it did. I've seen it.
I've seen it with it, but it's not. There's no cornucopia. We'll save that for
now. Cornucopia.
Where did it come from? But anyway,
that's another topic.
Hit a cornucopia. Where'd it go?
Where'd it go? But anyway, back to House of Wax. I liked this one. I thought this one was pretty funny.
It was.
Granted, it's another episode of someone simping for Marge.
A common theme you'll see in this era.
The weird one with the house.
Yes.
The house having an AI is going homicidal.
Yeah, that was weird.
I mean, it's a parody of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Right.
Great movie.
But this is not, you know, great Simpsons.
No, it's not. It's The Simpsons. We're here. We've been on for quite a while.
Hey, guys. We're no longer counterculture. We're just culture. But I don't know. I didn't hate this one. I thought it was okay. I think that a lot of the gags were kind of funny. I think that some of, I don't know. I like it, but I'm not like married to it. B or C, whatever kind of feeling.
I vote C.
C.
C is okay.
I had to reread what was on B and C and then like try and decide.
But anyway. next up, WizKids.
Boring.
That one,
I did not like this. I'm willing to put this at F.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand this one. Like, and I'm not just saying that because I haven't engaged in Harry Potter. Like, it really has nothing to do with that. It's more just like the whole premise of the episode is just really because, like, okay, first off, Lisa has a dragon for her little show and tell thing.
Sure.
Where'd she get the dragon?
Where'd it go?
It's then later revealed to be Mr. Burns the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. So did he just magically show up as a dragon? Like, I just have a lot of questions. Like, if he can do that, then how come he can't do anything else? Like, Like, just, I don't know, man. Like, and again, maybe this is a whole Harry Potter related thing and I don't understand, but it's like, it feels like a lot of it just kind of runs on very, like, remember this from the movies and the books, and now we're here.
Yeah.
Like, it just was boring. I don't think any of the jokes were really that great. The only thing I did like was when Bart made his amalgamation frog and then just started spitting on Lisa's human that he made. He's like, please kill me. That was funny. I liked that. But other than that, this episode did not leave a lasting impression on me other than a very weird scene where Smithers the snake does Vore. And
I did not like that.
It just made me really uncomfortable. Yeah. And I was like, I get it that Smithers is in love with Mr. Burns, but it's like, don't show me Vore. Like, please.
Show me Simpsons.
Like, I feel like that's not too much to ask. Like, I shouldn't have to go to a children's birthday party and go, listen, guys, no Vore. Like, I like, that's just no. Yeah. Just so much no.
This reminds me of one of my favorite moments. It's actually from this era of The Simpsons, where Bart and Lisa is like, you're gay for Mole Man. No, you're gay for Mole Man. And Mole Man goes, no one's gay for Mole Man.
No one is.
Lisa likes Mailhouse.
Nobody likes Mailhouse.
Nobody likes Mailhouse. Oh, the one joke of the special that I did enjoy was when the audience left and Homer and Marge are still there, and Homer's like, "We stayed for your kids." I was like, "Yeah, you know, that was pretty good." Mm-hmm. I like that joke, but
there's nothing to it. No. It's like, oh, Lisa's doing good. Bart has to be the bad guy. Vore. All right.
You can tell, yeah, you heard the darts. You can tell that this was made because Harry Potter was popular, not because the crew actually wanted to do something with it.
Culture, not counterculture. I hate how accurate that is, though.
Right? Aren't I right?
So true.
But it gets just more true the longer you go. But yeah. Anyway, next up, we have Send in the Clones.
I liked this one. It's funny.
I liked it. I enjoyed seeing Homer try to be a good dad in a Homer way. That was kind of sweet.
I don't think it's S. It's definitely A or B.
I'd say A.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a B. I think there's a lot of really good jokes with this. I enjoyed when Homer went to the bar and he was like, all right, who's this tab on?
Lenny.
I liked how at the end it's revealed that the first Homer to go off the cliff is the real Homer.
I liked that Peter Griffin was there for a random second. That was kind of funny.
Which all for some frosty chocolate milkshakes.
That was so freaking strange.
That was weird.
Let's go get some chocolate frosty milkshake.
I mean, that's got to be in there somewhere. I mean, they always like poking fun at the Tracy Ullman shorts.
Oh, I know, but still, it's like, I've seen that meme to death before I watched this, and I'm like, it's just so strange to see.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought you said Foxy, not Frosty, and that's why it confused me. Some chocolate Foxy milkshakes. I don't know, man. Well, I give this like a B.
I give it A.
Yeah, I think A.
I think I'm fine with that.
I liked it way more than Terror of Tiny Toon.
Fair enough.
No.
Definitely. Up next, the fright to creep and scare harms.
Yeah. I liked the ending.
Yeah, that was
a lot. Mm-hmm. I really just shot everyone. That was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
I feel like if this was a little bit longer and there was like a little more time to develop, you know, some not really side plots, but just more to like the main points of it, I think I would put this one a little bit higher on the list. I kind of feel it was a little like it was a little too quick for sure. You know, a plot. It's like, you know, they're burying the goldfish. They find this dude, his full legal name. They turn in the guns. They show up. They take over for a little bit. Then he goes back and, you know, then he warns them.
Right.
Then they fix the problem. Then they warn him, you know, then the whole ending gag happens. But I don't know. I felt it was just a little too quick, and some parts were a little too convenient, I think. So,
I don't know. This one does nothing for me. Nothing.
I don't think it's F, but it's like D.
It's like D. It's fine.
Yeah.
D's good.
That's fine.
And then we have the Island of Dr. Hibbert. I like this one, I think, for the most part. It does kind of go into a Marge fetish for half of it because they made her a sexy cat lady. It's like, okay, whatever. But I think I like the premise. I think that the parody is pretty well done for the most part. I like that Homer becomes a walrus. I think that's really funny. There's a couple of good jokes I remember. I'm like, Lisa, what game are you playing? Eat Maggie? Whatever it was. It's like, I don't know. There's some other funny bits in there, but like, I don't know. It's like a C. It's like a V. It's like, it's in the middle. It's like, I didn't come out of it right. Super strongly. But anyway, we're moving on to the last six.
The final six.
The final six. First up, Reaper Madness. What do we feel?
Honestly, it just wasn't that good.
Noticing a trend.
Well, yeah, it's a trend, obviously, because, you know, the later you go into The Simpsons, the more buns it gets. But, like, it's like, the first thing is like, oh, Homer's the Grim Reaper. Oh, haha, funny. Okay, he kills a bunch of people at a football game. Oh.
This is a total ripoff of Family Guy.
No, you're right.
It's just a whole ripoff of that entire episode.
No, you are. What I was also going to say, though, was...
Except he doesn't have to kill the kids from Dawson's Creek. I'll have nothing to watch on Wednesdays, other than the fine programs on Fox.
Yeah. Gosh dang it.
Or Fox.
The thing is yet again, didn't feel like there was time to develop, right? Like, he killed all those people on the thing, and Bart was like, Dad, are they on the list? And he's like, oh, probably. And it's like, oh, is this going to be like the consequences? He has to, you know, like, he can't just keep killing people. Like, it just felt like that was kind of thrown away. Like, it would have been, like, it would have come back. Like the kryptonite joke from the Xena episode that Charlie mentioned, where it felt like the kryptonite was going to come back. That never came back. And then, like, you know, Homer was upset that there was, you know, nobody else, like, there was going to be no death because of all, you know, the people that he listed that weren't going to die or whatever. And, you know, then he just kind of gave up and left the world without death again, you know, escaping on a motorcycle after killing a bunch of random people at a football game or baseball.
Really, doing his best Bane impression, yeah. I guess, on that one. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't like it either. Whatever y'all feel.
F for Family Guy.
I was going to say D or F for me. Like, this really.
I'm fine with that.
I'll say D.
F for Family Guy.
Our F it is.
All right. Next we have Frankenstein.
F for Frankenstein. This is so boring.
Yep. Give it the F. Like the book. Move along.
But the book was great. Stop. No, I'm not going to stand for this Frankenstein Mary Shelley slander. No, no. Get your little bubble guppy looking face out of here after you made that statement. No.
Give it the F and move along.
That Charlie thing is falls for the rage I have for the 6,897th time.
The problem is I think you genuinely believe it. That's the problem.
No, bro. Why would I have an opinion on a book I didn't even read?
Look at this guy. Oh, it's like the
give it the F
it's
and
like
move
the
along.
Science fiction, man. Like, how can we?
There are better books.
I at least properly numerate Frankenstein's monster. Are you happy?
All right, that's good enough. I'll give him the Domino's friggin'
give him the pity point.
Pizza coupon.
I slammed. Oh no, it was Papa John's. I slammed yesterday. I did eat Domino's as well, but I slammed an entire medium-sized two-topping Papa John's pizza.
I'm sorry that you supported Papa John's.
Best pizza place.
That's a take.
He's raging. I'm not waiting for the pizza episode, boy. I'm not falling for that twice. He's rage baiting me. I know
he is. He wishes. All right. So, next episode.
He wish. No.
Nope. Yep, move along.
He wishes.
Majority votes. We're going on to the next one.
Fine. We'll move on. We'll save Thank that. This is- Guys, Thanksgiving special pizza tier list?
That's fine.
Stop the world. I want to goof off.
That one was okay.
I mean, it's all right. Like,
what'd you feel about it?
Overrated, in my opinion.
I don't know. I just think it's not a bad premise, and they kind of pulled it off pretty well. I like that it took them so long to figure out how to put it back together. They're all like, "Oh, he looks suspiciously older now."
No. Let's do this.
And then this, of course, scapegoat has to be Martin.
Oh.
No, it was all right.
I think it's all right.
That's a C. C for...
Yeah. We'll give it L. For all right.
Give it a W.
L for all right.
Oh. All right, guys. We're into the last three.
The Ned Zone.
We got the Ned Zone. What are we feeling about the big Ned Zone? Big Ned Energy. What do we got?
What do you think, bro?
I don't got anything strong on Ned Zone here.
I was a little bit more neutral, except the one joke where it was the death of that one show. But he was like, saw that coming. What was it? You know what I'm talking about? I watched all the episodes today, so some of the jokes kind of started to blur together towards the end.
Sure.
It was somebody's show, and like he like had a premonition of like somebody. Their show was gonna like totally die out and nobody would care, and he was like, saw that coming, like something like that. You know what I'm saying?
We should do a show together.
You know, I'm googling this.
The only thing I'm thinking of is the is South Park.
No,
it was like my gift.
No,
yeah,
gift.
Yes,
that's a good one.
Not quite. This was Treehouse 15, right?
This was 16. It was season 16.
Yeah.
So that yeah, but yeah, Treehouse 15.
Yep.
Treehouse 15, season 16. 32 bits of my ass.
64.
32 bits.
The only thing I'm thinking of is that one joke from the Y2K episode where the guy came up out of nowhere and said, "We should do a show together," or whatever.
Yeah, that's
his name.
That
I'm reading right now.
That was the It was Tom.
It was the closing of the Rosie O'Donnell musical. Another Rosie O'Donnell. Joke. That's why I left. Yeah. She was in
the
wow,
audience. Do not like Rosie O'Donnell.
I was, well, it's Rosie O'Donnell. I was thinking in my mind, I was like, no, the Rosie O'Donnell joke was the one from the spaceship, but it was Rosie O'Donnell in this one, too.
Ooh, fair enough. But I don't know, man. I don't got strong opinions. Whatever y'all feel.
I'm trying to remember whose show was.
Give it B.
I'll give it 1738.
It was Tom Arnold.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, it was Tom Arnold's show.
All right.
Yeah, we're radio show together.
Net Zone, it's all right.
Z tier for Zone?
Like C.
I don't. Sure. Well, all right. Next one. We got four beheadings and a funeral.
It was all right.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like with these last few ones, I kind of like I'm running out of things ways to say I didn't like it.
Yeah, same. In case just you blunt could tell it. By the Ned Zone, like Bryce, what did you think of that? Oh, I didn't like it. You know,
didn't care for it.
I got more to say about Olive Garden's toasted ravioli than I do the Ned Zone. I've been keeping up.
Hey, I'm just
ravioli.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Is that gonna inspire
I'm just
you
saying.
To go?
Hey, Olive Garden bread deserves to be an S tier, and I will die on that hill.
Oh my god. But I don't know, man. Listen, I'll keep it a buck. I did not fully watch these last two episodes, so I'm kind of going off of memories of like they're very hazy right now. So it's like
it's basically just like a frame for murder kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the mutton chop murderer.
Oh yeah.
Then F for frame.
given how memorable this episode is, given all of us right here.
Yeah, give it a for frame.
Easy.
And then, finally, in the belly.
Definitely least.
In the belly of the boss.
Felt like a bad ripoff of Anatomy Park from Rick and Morty.
Well, I mean, that came later.
Doesn't matter. Just wasn't as good as Anatomy Park.
I mean, I would agree with probably not as good, but like, can't say it's a ripoff. That's technically wrong.
They can predict all this stuff. They predicted Anatomy Park. I think it's an F for ripoff.
What?
I'll give it D.
What is this logic?
It's sound and solid.
No, it's not. It came out before. It can't be a ripoff.
Nope, it's a ripoff.
Can you explain how it's a ripoff?
What is he talking about?
They predicted Anatomy Park and said, no, we're going to steal this first, and then it sucked, so they ripped it off.
So who predicted Anatomy Park?
Do you think the Simpson writers have a crystal ball in the back they're not telling us about? They're like,
yeah, right. It's like the one photo of like Saruman, like with his hand over like the eye, that like little ball for Sauron.
Yes, they tried to dissuade us with the gypsies and the leprechauns.
I'll just put this in F tier.
F for ripoff.
F for failure.
I just can't.
You get an F.
It came out earlier. That doesn't make any freaking sense. I know he's rage baiting me. I know that's all this is. The problem is I'm falling for it and you're laughing. He's rage baiting me again and I'm laughing.
Hey, so let's scroll back a little bit too now that we've discussed how bad the Anatomy Park ripoff is. We said we would revisit how we felt about desperately zeking Xena, and I still think that belongs in S.
I'm fine with moving it up. That's okay. Yeah.
All right.
We'll give it S.
But there you go. That is tradition. Our whole massive tier list on another batch of Simpy Sins. Guys, I'm going to keep Simpy it a buck. I didn't have as much fun with this one as I did the last one. These episodes hurt me.
If you combine S, A, and B tiers, it still doesn't beat the combination of C and D tiers.
That's pretty stinky.
Mm-hmm.
Very concerning.
Like I don't know, man. Like I don't know how many ways I can say wasted potential or bad. That's how I felt coming out of this. And I guess this is really indicative of what this era of Simpsons really just became. Yeah. The more it went on.
Mm-hmm.
This I don't know, man.
How many D-tiers do we have?
That's a good question. Let's do a big old count.
Okay.
Four.
If you combine. Never mind, I messed that up in my head.
Yeah, C and F are tied.
C and F are tied, but if you combine C and F, A, yeah.
So yeah, we'll put up our official ranking on a social page, whatever you follow us, because Lord knows these episodes kind of hurt me. They weren't fun, not even going to lie. Will we do it again next year? Maybe. Maybe not as a tier list. Maybe we'll do something different.
As like a small segment. Like we talk about like the best three.
Yeah. I think
Are we super scoring it like an SAT now? We're combining the best of each.
Our dream Treehouse of Horror of these other like the slates.
It's like a fantasy lineup. We do best of that.
Fantasy lineup.
The fantasy lineup for Treehouse of Horror. Well, Shane would still lose. Well, yeah. So you know.
I wouldn't.
Put it out as a poll. Shane goes 0-17 in Fantasy Simpsons.
Absolutely not.
It's the Simpsons game from last year or whatever, where Lisa ends up going crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. The Simpsons isn't real. How has it lasted this long? Who's watching?
No same one. With SpongeBob, same with Family Guy.
The guy who watched Simpsons back in 1994 won't admit the damn thing isn't funny anymore.
I'm still shocking on how this, like, at least with Family Guy, the funny moments make it on my feed. You know, at least with South Park, they're very topical. And even at least, I think American Dad has actually held up pretty well. You know? Yeah, I like American Dad a lot.
I don't, but there was one specific bit. I'm sorry, this is off topic. Go, keep going, Charlie.
No, what was the bit?
There's this one stupid bit where the fish is a huge fan of Run DMC, and I don't remember, but one of the main characters dies, and at their funeral, the fish busts in a Run DMC shirt, followed by Run DMC, blasting their music. It was the funniest thing I've seen in my life. It was 3 a.m. I was in Washington, D.C. with three of my best friends watching this, and we're all in tears, cannot breathe, on the floor. We fell out of our beds laughing.
That's better than what happened when we were trying to watch TV, watching DC. We were trying to watch Stephen Colbert. And we kept laughing at our freaking computer teacher kept knocking at the door and telling us to be quiet.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And at one point, we were laughing about the idea of him knocking on the door, and then he knocked on the door. We created our own destruction. We were like, oh, I wonder who it is. Knock, knock, knock.
Who is it?
We were talking about Yeezys, and he kept interrupting.
He got no sleep.
That we man. Were trying to talk about pirate black Yeezys. We'll talk about Stephen Colbert, and our community kept interrupting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It depressed me. Oh, my God. But anyway, speaking of pirate black Yeezys, we got to get our way on out of here, just like Kanye. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed the revolving door of pop culture, because this is episode 2. Of the relaunch. Make sure to check out our first episode of the relaunch, that being Home on the Range. If you guys like what we did, we have links to all of our socials and other platforms in the descriptions below, and we'll tell you what exactly they are in a little nice end card. What the heck is happening next week? A couple of things. We might be talking about a certain candy tier list. That's probably not coming next week.
Like,
but
we got Sweet Tooth for something next week.
Maybe the next couple weeks that's coming. Maybe the FNAF movie. We might talk about that in the next couple weeks.
Might do some more gameplay too.
Might be maybe Friday the 13th, the first movie or the dumbest movie. Jason Takes Manhattan, whatever we're feeling. Whatever the funniest one is, I don't care. We got a lot of stuff planned for this nice little month of Halloween, because we are doing Halloween related stuff every single week, because we got 5 weeks. I want to use them. So with that further ado, it's been an absolute pleasure to have y'all tag along for this fun little tier list, and we will catch y'all next week. I've been Charlie Robinson, and I'll see y'all next time.
I've been Shane Siegel, and I'll see you on the flip side.
I've been Bryce Guskovic, and I still am Bryce Guskovic.
Thank God.
He's not Lice Shuptivic anymore.
I didn't know.
Everybody's
something...
saying I was. I'm like, yeah, I still am.
No. Okay. And I'm Aaron Gresser, and I haven't changed either, just for the record. We'll see you all next time.
Thanks for listening to the Revolving Door of Pop Culture. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to share us around, and thanks for entering the Revolving Door.
Initiate fertilization procedure.
Oh, you look lovely this evening. Have you decreased in mass?
I tried to resist, but they applied powerful mind confusion techniques.
Look behind you. Insemination complete.
Really? That seemed awfully quick.
What are you implying?
Nothing.